We just heard Ryan Pelsman from Comsec in the news talking about the Federal Reserve in the US, their decision to cut interest rates, first time since the GFC some 11 years ago. And with more on that, Ryan Felsman joins us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Richard and Kim.
All right, whenever we hear those three letters, GFC, we panic, should we?
Well, really what's happening in the United States at the moment is it's an insurance cut. The US economy is on reasonably solid footing at the moment. The unemployment rate in the US at 3.7% is the lowest in 50 years. And in fact, we've got the strongest consumer confidence in July this year. So really, if you look at the consumer backdrop, the labour market, things are pretty good. But it's really the overseas situation, particularly in Europe, where the US is concerned. We've got slowing global growth taking place on the back of that trade uncertainty between the US and China. And as a result of that, we've seen the US Reserve take a precautionary rate cut overnight for the first time since December 2008.
So are we expecting that to have any impact here or around the world?
Well, where we've seen the impact from an Australian perspective so far is the Aussie dollar. We saw the Aussie dollar fall back from about 69 cents. We did see the Aussie dollar lift a little bit yesterday on a reduction in interest rate expectations here because inflation was slightly higher than expected in the June quarter. But with the US dollar strengthening on expectations that the US may not cut rates aggressively, we did see the Aussie dollar fall back to 68.32 overnight. It's trading around 68.50. So, of course, what that means is it's more expensive for us travelling overseas.
Yes. And look, Donald Trump, the US president, has been banging the drum about this for a long time. He's been urging the Fed to slash rates, and he's made the comparison between the US and other countries, like here in Australia, where we have been cutting interest rates, saying they're at a disadvantage. He wants them cut more. Do you think it will be the first of a number of cuts, Ryan?
I think it will be. Certainly, the US Federal Reserve are being cautious. They're being data-dependent, as they say, and we think there'll be a series of rate cuts despite what has been said. We are seeing slowing in the US. The growth is okay. It's around 2% at the moment. But that tax cut fade is starting to flow through the economy. What Donald Trump wants to see, of course, is lower interest rates, which weakens the US dollar, which supports the share market in the lead up to the US presidential election next year. So generally, when you've got lower interest rates, that stimulates activity, boosts the labour market, and the economy is on a more stable footing.
Good on you. Thanks for that, Ryan. Do you think Australia will win the first Ashes test?
I'm praying that they will.
All thanks, right. Thanks, Ryan, for that, mate. Have a good day. Ryan Felsman, senior economist with Comsec on 2HD.